Telephone calls coming up later on, but right now we are joined by an offensive lineman for the Buffalo Bills. He signed with the Bills back in March. He did not allow a sack at left tackle last season. He started his career with the Corpus Christi Sharks in AF2. He was undrafted in 2009 out of Texas State. The Bills are 1-0 on the year. They're at the Giants on Sunday. That is a CBS game. Ty Insecki is my guest. Ty, it's good to have you back on. How are you?
How you doing?
Good. Ty, how about you?
On the radio again.
Good to have you on the radio again. All right, Ty, take me back to Sunday. Let me start right there because the game did not start great for the offense, but nobody gave up and then completely turns it around in the second half. Obviously, there might be a few things to clean up, but how much does scoring unanswered points on the road say about the mental toughness of your team?
Well, we knew going into the season through preseason that we were a mentally tough group, you know, because we had ebbs and flows during the preseason that helped build the mental makeup of the guys in the locker room. So, you know, nobody blinked an eye when we were down. You know, that's just a test to show how good our defense is. They were able to hold them and just, you know, wait till our offense got to clicking on the field and you know, we started putting points up.
Bills offensive lineman Ty Insecki is my guest. Now, your quarterback, Josh Allen, he had four turnovers in the first half, but then in the fourth quarter, he goes 8-for-10, 103 yards and a touchdown. How much did he show you in the way he bounced back from that tough first half?
Once again, you know, just the mental makeup of the guys in the locker room. It just showed how resilient, you know, of a bunch we are and how resilient of a group that we're able to withstand adversity, you know, in a hostile environment as New York and go out there and pull off the win.
You know, Ty, one more thing about your quarterback, Allen. Like, you and I, the last time you were on the program, we talked quite a bit about how much time you've been around the sport, how much time you've been around the league. Yeah. So what do you see in Allen that makes you feel like he might be special?
Man, he's a great leader. You know, he goes in there, nothing is too much. You know, they don't break down the playbook for him. The playbook is wide open. Just everything that you want in a franchise quarterback. You know, he got a big arm. He makes great decisions with the ball. And, you know, we just got to go out there and execute the offense this upcoming Sunday.
Now, in terms of ESPN stats, you tied for the league lead among tackles on Sunday with a 100% win rate in pass blocking, and you were huge in the two touchdown drives in the fourth quarter. So how good did it feel to play such an important role in that win?
You know, like I said before, once every time my number is called upon, you know, I just try to go out there and do my job. It felt great to get back out there. You know, every time I'm able to get on the field and play the sport that I love to play is a blessing. So, you know, I just look at it and thank the man above.
Ty Insecki is joining us. Now, you got a lot of new faces on that roster, and you're a part of that. So how do you go about getting everybody on the same page and look to develop an identity as quickly as possible? How does that work?
Oh, man, you know, we got a lot of veterans in this group. So it's just bringing in the mentality that everybody has, you know, being tough and resilient and trying to build upon that. And, you know, just everybody coming together, you know, we're gelling. It takes time to actually gel and become a cohesive group. But I feel like we're getting there. We're getting there.
Now, I'm talking about the Giants on Sunday, too, Ty. You're preparing to face them. As you get ready for the Giants, what is the biggest thing that jumps out to you?
We got to start off fast. You know, last week we started off pretty slow. We didn't execute when we were in the red zone. This week we're, you know, try to take advantage of the opportunities that we're given. So just try to go out there and execute the game plan to the best of our ability.
You know, Ty, when you and I spoke last time, I talked about your journey and how incredible it is. But it turns out it's even more amazing than I thought. And I want to be really careful and really sensitive in talking about this. But this journey that started with you not playing a ton of college ball and spending time with double-digit teams also includes some time in prison as the result of a misdemeanor and a bench warrant and some other complications. Can you share your thoughts on that? What was that time like for you in prison?
Oh, man, that was a rough time in my life. You know, that was being at the bottom of life right there. You know, that was the time for me to reflect on where my life went wrong and what I was going to do when I got the opportunity to get my freedom back. So it gave me a lot of time to just sit and reflect and try to map out my goals and strategy on what I was going to do with the rest of my life.
Ty Insecki is my guest, and I would imagine as part of that reflection, you told the Buffalo News, quote, "I went from being a highly recruited, highly touted football player in my town, in my state, to catching the bluebird to prison. I was like, damn, where'd I go wrong?" End quote. So when that moment sunk in, when that finally sunk in, what was that like?
man, that was a hard pill to swallow. You know, it just it humbles you. You know, that was a real humbling experience just to be put in that situation. Well, to put myself in that situation, and you know, it was a real hard lesson that was learned. And you know, I was able to, when I regained my freedom, you know, learn from my mistakes and fortunately not make those again.
Yes, I appreciate you, and I appreciate you being open about that. I want to ask you one more thing, because you have a comment that I thought was really striking. You said, quote, the whole reality setting in where you've got the correctional officer sitting up at the front with a shotgun and one behind me with a shotgun, and I'm riding to the penitentiary. I want it to break down, but I'm not built like that, end quote. How did you keep it together? How did you go about not breaking down in that moment?
Well, that just goes to show my mental toughness. You know, I just know everything in life happens for a reason. And I just had to put my faith in God and just realize that, you know, this situation is only temporary. So in the meantime, I'm going to get through it. And when I get through it, you know, there'll be brighter days on the other side. So that just kept me motivated to keep it positive and try to get through it the best way I knew how.
So what kind of thoughts were you having about football? Was football on your radar at that time?
Not necessarily upon entry, but somewhat when I realized I was going home. Now I put back into action what my plan was going to be.
So when you go through something like that, I mean, you went through hell and you got back to where you are right now. You're playing in the NFL. You're playing at a really high level. If somebody's listening right now, Ty, and they feel like maybe they've hit rock bottom, they've made some mistakes, they're not sure where to turn, what to do, where to go, what to think, what would you say to that person?
Man, life can go in so many different directions. You know, just because you're at the point of life that you're at currently, that doesn't mean you have to end up there. So just take the if life gives you lemons, take the lemons and try to make them into lemonade. You know, take the cards that you're dealt and try to play the hand as best as you can. So never give up on what the situation is. Everything happens for a reason, and the reason, most times that reason is to make you a stronger person. It builds character when you go through adversity. So the better you can weather the storm and go through adversity, the better off you'll be as a person.
Ty Inseki is my guest. So you've got a couple of businesses, and then after you signed with the Bills, you bought your mother a house. And the story goes that when the two of you posed with the sold sign, she broke down in tears. What did that moment mean to you?
Man, that meant everything. That was my mother's first house. You know, for me to be able to give her first house, you know, that's a blessing, man, to come from everything that I've come from, everything I've dealt with in my past, to the pinnacle now, to being able to provide that opportunity for her and for myself. You know, it's just amazing, and it's just a testament to God. Like, I just count my blessings every day.
There's even more, Ty. A few weeks back, you hosted a back-to-school event that provided backpacks, school supplies, and haircuts to nearly 1,200 kids. That's an amazing turnout, 1,200 children. What did it mean to you to see that many people show up? What do you remember about that day? What was that like?
Oh, man, you know, from it being an idea with my team to turn it into a reality, you know, that's a testament to my team and everybody who helped support the cause. And just the fact that 1,200 people came out and supported just shows how much of a need it was in the area. So it's just a blessing that I'm able to be put in this platform to provide that type of service for the needy or for the people who need it. It's just an amazing thing. Once again, it's a testament to God that, you know, I go from basically nothing to being able to provide for people. You know, that's an amazing thing. It's really an amazing thing. Every day I look up and I see what the things I'm capable of doing and the things that I'm doing actually in the community, and I just look at amazement, like, wow, it's just amazing.
I mean, Ty, it's that journey. Like I mentioned, when you and I spoke back in May, we talked about your journey, and I said it was amazing then, but your journey's even more amazing. So if you consider, if somebody had said to you 10 or 15 years ago that you would be in Buffalo playing for the Buffalo Bills and having the kind of impact that you're having not only on that team but on that community, what would you have said 10 or 15 years ago?
10 or 15 years ago, I would say, stop lying to me. Like, I couldn't envision it 10, 15 years ago. You know, it's just amazing how my road has wound and it landed me where I've landed. And it's once again, I can't put it into words how it feels and how amazing it feels. Like, it's just surreal.
Right, so final thought, given where you've been, where you've played, and you've played a lot of different football in a lot of different places, what's it like playing in Buffalo, living in Buffalo, working in Buffalo, and doing it for the Bills Mafia, which loves that team no matter what?
Well, you know, this is a blue-collar town, and, you know, I feel like my – my temperament and my character fits right in with this area. You know, every day I put my nose down and go to work. Every day I'll try to perfect my craft, and that's the type of energy that I get from the area. So, you know, we mesh well, and I love it here, man. You know, Bills Mafia all day. Go Bills.
He's an offensive lineman with the Bills. He signed with them in March. He did not allow a sack at left tackle last season. Ty Nsekhe back in the jungle and catching up with us. Ty, it's great to have you back. I really appreciate that. Thanks so much.
Thanks for having me.
You got it, Ty. Thank you. Bills Mafia, 1-0. Nice come-from-behind victory last week. You've got the Giants coming up on Sunday. That is a CBS game. And I don't know if you knew about that journey completely.